Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that song. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today, and I bless you back. All right, so today, your success. You know, I chose this topic based upon many of the comments and letters I have received from you, and thank you. Keep them coming. I so enjoy hearing about your accomplishments. And there's always a few who need further clarification and who need a lesson in patience, but for the most part, I am so, so proud. But to speak to the need, there are ways to jumpstart your success, whatever the endeavor. But I'll tell you right off, and then I'll explain it to you. You have to be willing to let go of what you presently think and believe about yourself, about your world, your universe, in order to step into your vision, your hopes and dreams for the future. And us being creatures of habit, that seems to be a difficult thing for many of us to do. Instead, we believe that we must stick with what we know. And when you stick with what you know, what happens is you get the same effect that you got before. Now, a lot of people think that that means take unnecessary risks, to put everything out there on the table so that you can spin the wheel and see what happens. And that's not what I'm talking about at all. If you want to jumpstart your success, you need to take a position. You need to have clarity of vision. You must get attention. You must have a clear and precise reason why you want to do this. And you need to consider yourself a victor rather than a victim. Whatever it took for you to get where you are today, the bottom line is that was based upon your choices. It was based upon your knowledge. It was all your beliefs and your choices, which, of course, were based upon the aforementioned things. And this is why we keep going round and round in that same circle. And many of us can't break that cycle or get beyond the level that we're on in order to achieve our goal, because we're still holding on to and sticking with what we know. And see, there's another universe. And when I say that, what I mean is that the place you're trying to get to presently beyond you is beyond your comprehension. Okay? You are going to create it. And your present experiences, anyway, are what's going to give you clues and information closer, give you glimpses of what your new universe will look like. And you will make choices in accordance with that. Okay? So today you may be driving a Mazda, you know, or a Chevy. But when you evolve, you'll be driving a Mercedes or a BMW or perhaps a Lamborghini. You'll go beyond that. Because it is as you say, but the thing is, you have to be prepared and ready to invite these things into your life. Now, understand something. We generally stay in the same place because it's familiar. Okay? We do what we know, and we stick with it, no matter what. Which is the reason why most people don't like to take risks, because they're afraid that they're going to lose what they already have. Well, I'm here to tell you that you really can't. You just think you can. And many successful people will tell you that they had to surrender, sacrifice, or even offer up their lifestyle, their way of thinking, sometimes their loved ones, okay, in order to reach for the sky, to reach for that universe, to reach for no different. And you may be thinking, I don't know if I get that. I don't know if I can believe that. Well, it's no different than if you went to jail for committing a crime and came out 10 years later. And, yeah, you know, everybody hates to see you coming because they know you need it. You know, they're glad you're out, but, you know, they ain't got nothing for you. You know how that goes. That's it. So, you got to start your life all over again. You got to learn how to cross the streets again. A lot has changed in 10 years. A lot of what previously knew is no longer relevant. And you have to be open to learning and catching up and figuring out what you missed, so therefore you can operate and function normally in order to build a new life. You have to change your mindset. You're not inside anymore. Now you're free to make choices for yourself and to be, do, and have the life that you desire. Now, what's difficult about that whole situation is that in prison, they don't prepare you. To grow and to do better. They may teach you certain skills so that you can get a job, okay? Or they may try and drum into your head the necessity of abandoning that lifestyle that got you in present to begin with, but they don't really prepare you to succeed, to really do well. And that's something that has to come from within. You have to want to reach beyond your present circumstances. You need to surrender that mindset that got you locked up. And also the one that is changing, that is evolving presently. Because the fact is, you still don't know. You still don't know how to be successful. You still don't know how to get what you want or to express yourself. You still don't know how to be, do, and have the life that you desire. Okay, if anything, you're kind of fearful, worried about what you don't know. You feel very vulnerable after having been locked up for a long time. And you're trying to figure out where you fit. And that's just another part of that human nature that causes us to keep doing the same thing, expecting different results, or to get where we feel safe and comfortable and let that be enough. So there's no difference when you are trying to jumpstart your success, when you are trying to truly move forward, move into or onto the next level. Okay? You have a vision of what it looks like or what it's going to feel like, what it's going to sound like, what it's going to smell like, you know. What it will taste like, and all the goodies that you can have. But you're still on unfamiliar territory. They'll have to feel your way through it. But the thing is, if your mindset does not change, you cannot embrace it. And you'll find that you'll get knocked right back into it. Your previous position. This happens time and time and time again with people because we take that same mentality, that same consciousness with us. And when it does not evolve, you can't grow. It's like the Beverly Hillbillies. Okay? Many of you may remember that program on television. And even though they struck oil and moved to Beverly Hills, they were still backward hillbillies. they had no clue what they were doing. But the smartest thing that they did was get with their greedy banker, who was there to coach them and give them ideas, even though he was really out for himself, Mr. Jarzell. The thing about it is that in many ways, he was helping them to orient themselves into their new position, into their success. And he recognized their limitations. This thing about it is, none of them really had any desire or ambition or drive to maintain that particular lifestyle. So it was all rather elusive to them. Had it not been for Mr. Jarzell, they probably would have packed up, gone back home, and gave the money away or buried it in the front yard. We always do what we know. That is part of the human condition. Stick to what you know. And that's what will condemn you to repeat the past. That's what will condemn you to stay in the same place, even if you're treading water, even if circumstances are less than adequate or harmonious or even desirable. Mainly because we're creatures of habit. The success that you seek is just beyond your thinking. You got to break through that ceiling. Glass, brick, concrete, whatever you want to call it. You need to break through that consciousness that keeps you in a stationary position, that keeps you always wanting. That has conditioned you to accept less from yourself, from others, and that pushes you out there, that makes you do the things you aspire to. As long as you are comfortable and happy where you are, you will not grow. Our comfort is what locks us in. We do everything in life because of the feeling we expect to derive from it. Okay? And generally, we opt for comfort first. What is familiar? Okay? That may go for your food choices. Okay? You know how you go to a restaurant? You hear about this fabulous place. It's like, oh, my God. You know, the food is supposed to be so good here. The service is supposed to be fantastic. And the prices are moderate. And, you know, I can do this. I definitely got to check this place out. And you go there. And you order a burger. And there's nothing wrong with a burger, but I've had some fantastic burgers. I've made some fantastic burgers. Okay? But let me tell you what's wrong with that picture. Because the next time you come back to that restaurant and you bring all your friends, okay, you order the same thing you ordered the last time. Why? Because you love it. It's great. Okay? And you found comfort in it. Okay? Now, the fifth or sixth time, if you come back to that restaurant, because you still loving this place to death, it's just so great. And you will keep ordering that same dish. Why? Because you're not willing to let go and take a step beyond that. Even though the waiter may say to you, oh, today, you know, the special is filet mignon with our house special sauce. And he puts it up for you and makes you salivate. And you'll think about it for a minute. And you'll stick to the same thing that you had before. Why? Because you know what that is and you know you like it. Okay? There's no risk involved. We always think, what if it doesn't work? What if I don't like it? It might not make me happy. I always get a hamburger. Okay? You have to let go in order to jump start your success, in order to begin again. That is what self-renewal, vitalization is all about. It's about changing your mindset, your consciousness, being willing to embrace that next level, letting go of the past and all that holds you there, so that you can reach beyond. It's about creating a future that you want to live beyond the limits of the present. And many times we just can't let go. So many of us are so stuck on the past and where we've come from until we can't appreciate where we are at present. By the same token, many of us cannot move into that new universe, that place where we want to be, because we are so committed to and stuck on our present circumstances, in our goals anyway, which don't satisfy our needs anyway, which offer us no better condition than we had yesterday. But it's familiar, it's comforting, and we stick into what we know. It's hard for many to understand that process and psychologically how it affects us. And I'm not saying that that's necessarily a bad thing, because for some, that may be enough. But understand this. Success, whether it be attaining more money, being rich, wealthy, financially secure, or whether it be to have a loving, fantastic relationship with someone, or whether it be to have more health, fitness, whatever your objectives are, you cannot get there unless you are willing to surrender the mindset, the thoughts, the consciousness that keeps you bound to where you are today. Okay? Whatever it is you seek to be, to do, and to have, allow yourself to stretch for just a little bit more. Don't be so set in your ways, confined to your past condition. Open yourself up to receive the blessings that lie before you. If you want to become more, you have to first be more. And in order to be more, you have to envision what that looks like. You have to see yourself in it. You have to recognize your vulnerability without becoming a victim, but instead boning up on that which you need to learn about, changing your consciousness so you no longer look and act the way you had been, but instead you're ready to make the changes necessary to fit in where it is that you want to be. If you don't, you're just going to make a mess. And this happens too many times to too many people, and this is why we see their rise as well as their fall. You have to be prepared for your success. Prepared to let go, to sacrifice, to offer up that which you no longer need in order to grasp that which you aspire to. Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you. Mm-hmm.